Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Pei Dalet. Pei Dalet is communion daf. And we're starting from Pei Gimel Umid Beis, roughly 5-6 lines from the bottom of the Umid, where the Gemara is going on the final statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah we had yesterday. What did we have yesterday in the Mishnah? You had a person who wrote Le'ishtoi. Din udvorim ein li bin achasayich. I don't want to have anything to do with your nechosim, meaning the nechse malik. Ube peiroi seyem, I don't want to have the peiris. Ube peiroi seyem, and even the peiris of the peiris. Bechayech, as long as you're alive. Ube moiseich, even after you pass away, rachman litzlan. Normally, the aloch is by nechse malik, after the wife passes away, if she predeceases the husband, he yarshins from her, but this person made a statement, I don't want it. Bechayech uve moisech. Zok tetane kama imesa eina yarsha. Since he made a very, very clear statement that he doesn't want it, if chas shalom she passes away, he does not yarshin, and therefore it would go to her family and not to him and not to his family. However, Bshim Gamliel Oimer, and that's the focus of today's Gemara, imesa yirashana, he does yarshin, because the din of Yerusha of the Baal from his wife, even though it doesn't say it beferish, but Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that this is a din d'oraisa, because it says in the pasuk, "L'she'eroi hakorav elav mimishpachtoi v'yorash oisa darshint." Rav Shimon Gamliel v'yorash oisa means that it's a din of Yerushas Habal min ha'toyre,
and not mimishpachtoi.
Even though it's not mishpach to be the Rosh Oisa. V'chol ha-masa ma-shikos v'ba-toira t'no'i botel. Whoever's masa ma-shikos v'ba-toira t'no'i is botel. Aha. So therefore, although he said, b'chayech uv'moiseich, these are dvorim b'telim u'muv'tolim, lo sheririm v'loi kayom in klol u'klol, and therefore the halacha is, he does yarshin after all. Azeh yizok t'pshim gamliel.
So how do we paskin?
Zot Rav, bottom of Pei Gimel Amid Beis, Amid Rav Allah Reb Shem Gamliel, we paskin like that. However, v'loy mitamei, but not for the same reason. So although we paskin the halacha Reb Shem Gamliel, but not for the same reason. Now the Gemara for the next 10-20 lines is going to muchitzach. What was the reason of Rav? Why does he disagree? In which way does he disagree with Reb Shem Gamliel? So, Kimar, my lock, Reb Shem Gamliel, v'lei mitamei. Ilei, my lock, Reb Shem Gamliel, the omer, imesa yirashano. And Rav agrees. Imesa yirashano. V'la mitamei, but it's not for the reason given. The Reb Shem Gamliel, sover, masna mashikos, v'atreir tanoi bottle. Like it says in our Mishnah. So therefore, even though he says, I don't want to have your nechse malug, even b'moiseich, he's masna mashikos, v'atreir tanoi bottle. V'rav sover, nein. Bidvorim shebemomoin tenoi kayim. Why tenoi kayim? We had a famous machloket between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. We had this a couple of times in our Masechta. What happens? A person in Mekadosh as Seisha Almanas she'ein alai she'er ksus vi'oina. Reb Meir says, "Mas mashkas b'toyra, shteitach b'feish b'toyra." That she'er ksus vi'nosa lo yigra. You have to give these three. Zok Reb Yehuda. On the oina portion, I mask him. But I mask him on the she'er and on the ksus. Because she'er and ksus are dovah shebemomayin. She'er means food. Ksus means clothing. This is dovah shebemomayin. But dovah shebemomayin, a person can waive his or her rights. As they had to be huda. Yeah.
Just a yor, even though sometimes it's a tenai, but he was really not hilchas tenoyim. Mm-hmm. It's really a statement.
Yeah.
It's not a loshen. Even though he uses the loshen, that has nothing to do with tenoyim.
I agree with you.
It doesn't do with tenai b'nei God.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be a day shliach. It doesn't have to be tenai kodel maaseh. It doesn't have to be tenai kufel. Everything that you said is absolutely correct. But getting back to our Gemara now, what the Gemara is saying is a contribution Gamliel. He's mas mashka v'toira tanoi bottle, and that's why he continues to yarshin from her, even though he said uve moiseich. Rav says no, tanoi kai. Why? Because he holds that when it comes to a Dover Sheba Momain, we learn like Rabbi Huda, that Masa Masha Kosim Batoyu Batanoi, by Dover Sheba Momain, Tanoi Kaim. Tanoi Kaim. So, Ibazoi, why does he hold that Halacha is like a Pshimming Amaliel? Because Sabi Yerush is about the Rabbanon. Because there is no Beferish Aposik. It's just a Drush of Yerush Oisa. And Rav does not agree to this drasha of Chazal. And therefore, the whole din Mishnah Rabbal is Mirabban. No, if you should Rabbal Midrabban, then I certainly can be Masna. Mishka Masna Masha Kosu Batoira. Oh, Bechacham also Chizik Levraim. Yoise Mishal Toira. Even though if a person is Masna Masha Kosu Batoira, his Snai is Kayam, he can, in a sense, Chas v'sholem defy what it says in the Torah because it's a davar sheba momayin tanoi kaim. But it comes to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan says we don't want people to go and say, "Nah, it's the chalni Rabbanan. Nah, each kifel is still the Rabbanan." No, Yoyisim Yishal Torah is even stronger than the Torah, and therefore, if you make a tanai against the Rabbanan, tanai bata. So the Chayra, we've now answered the Kasha very well. Itak agrees to Reb Shimon Gamliel that the Tanai is bottle, but Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Tanai is bottle because Yerushas Habal is Midiraisa. And Rav hold, no, Yerushas Habal is Drabonan, but it has the same din of Tanai bottle because also Chiz is the very rich Mitchell time. Okay, so that's why it says, he paskin like him, Veloi mitame. Thank you, Mara. You've just said now that Rab Emerson holds like Rabbi Yehuda that by Dovashib a moment Tanoi Kayam Visava Rab Tanoi Kayam Vaha Itamar. We learned in Mesechtas Bava Metzia Legabi Hilchois Oinoa means if a person is overcharging Oim Lechaveir Al Menash Shein Loch Olai Oinoa. You have a moicher and a koine, and the moicher says to the koine, I know it says in the Torah you're not allowed to do aino. But I also know the famous machloikas of Meir and Rabbi Huda, that Rabbi Huda holds that you can be masna al masha kosev ba Torah bedover sheba mamai. And therefore I am now making an almanas, meta tanai, shein lecholai aino, that I'm selling it to you and I'm telling you in advance. I might be overpricing, I might be overcharging, I might be cheating you, but I want you to agree to take this on this price anyway. Rav Omar Yeshloi Olavaino Eken Steinof and Kop, which means he can stand on his head. It's not going to help. The din of Oinoa supersedes whatever he says because he is trying to be Masna Al Masha Kosa Batoira and Tanoi Botel. Shmuel Omar Ainli Olavaino because Shmuel holds Taka Tanoi Kai. But anyway, what do I see from that machlokes Gabi Aino? That Rav also holds a master a masha kosev ba toira to no oi bottle. So what are you telling me that Rav disagrees with Shimon Gamliel? Because Shimon Gamliel holds the master a masha kosev ba toira to no oi bottle. For Rav sov to no oi kayim, I see from the case of Aino that to no oi bottle. So this pshat does not work. So pshat number two. El aloch Reb Shimon Gamliel di Omar hamasna al mashakosu b'toyre tunoi botel. Yeah, maskir. V'lami tame. However, I don't agree with his reasoning. Why di Reb Shimon Gamliel sovar meso yirosheno? In this case, when he said that I'm not going to have dinu dvorim bechayech uv'moiseich, so the tame kama said, therefore he loses his din yerusha. In a door mainly, says Reb Shimon Gamliel, night to noi bottle, meisa yirishana, for Rav sovar, meisa lo yirishana, and Rav disagrees. And Rav says, no, if meisa lo yirishana, because he holds like the Tanei Kamo. And the reason why Rav says this, explains Rashi, because he holds Yerushas Abal Drabonon, and since Yerushas Abal is Drabonon, therefore he can be masna mashakosa batay, he can be masna mashakosa batay, it's masna mashakosa Drabonon. And since he's being masna mashakosa, of Rabbanon Tanoi Kayim. Says Rashi V'loi Osu Chizik L'davreim Kishol Toyim Mat Nishkemach Kachizik. So Kum Dechois Rav Taka disagrees with Shimon Gamliel Haimi Tamei V'loi Kehilchasohu. He Taka agrees with the Tam, but he doesn't agree with the Halacha. What does it mean he agrees with the Tam but not with the Halacha? Because you're telling me that Rav holds that in this case Mesa Lo Yerushana. How to the Chazoi the Tanakama? So he doesn't hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So you're trying to find a case that Rav
holds lahalacha k'Reb Shimon Gamliel. He just disagrees with the reasoning. No, here he agrees with the reason. Both of them taka hold tnoi batel bayadi raisa. We find over here Reb Shimon Gamliel holds tnoi batel, and we find ba'ayno Rav holds tnoi batel. So al tzitam they both agree, but the halacha they disagree. It's a punk faket. The Gemara said before that Rav says halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel v'loy mitamei, and now we're saying that Rav holds like the tam Reb Shimon Gamliel. Abi doesn't hold the halacha. It's a punk faket. A new pshat. Pshat number three. El halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel di Omar imesa yirishena v'la mitamei as vos. I also agree taka imesa yirishena, but not for the same reason. Either Reb Shimon Gamliel sabe b'diyad raisa tnoi batel. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds when a toira tnoi batel because he mas the mashu kasu b'toira. Could ha b'drabanan? What would be by adrabanan dikedin tnoi kaim? The Gemara doesn't give us an example, but Rashi does. Rashi says, what about if he's masna shalo yechal peirois, like we had in our Mishnah? Dinu dvar mi ein li benachsayich b'peirois sayin over peirois peirois sayin. I don't want to eat the peirois. Now the din of the peirois of nechsimaluk is drabanan. The rabbanu were mesakin peirois tachas perkuna is the chadin drabanan. Aha. So therefore, zok tumshim gamliel. So the din of eating the peiros tnoikaim. He's masking that if the person, the husband, was masna, number one, not to eat the peiros, and number two, not to go and have it even b'moiseich. So the moiseich part tnoik bottle. But the gabi, the eating bechayeha, eating the peirois tnoi kayim, v'rav sover afil b'drabanan tnoi bottle. Rav goes one step further and he says, Reb Shimon Gamliel, not only when he said b'moisech that was ineffective because he's masna mashakosu b'toyre tnoi bottle, but even when he said bechayeich that I'm not going to have the peirois, it's also ineffective.
Even Reb Shimon Gamliel never discussed that.
He didn't discuss that, but the reason why
it's a deer.
It's a deer. Since the Mishnah says, what's the Tam Reb Shimon Gamliel? Because he holds that the din of Yerusha is Eitav Lefeirish. Memneishim Mas, the Mashah Kosu Batoira. Chol Masra, Mashah Kosu Batoira, and Tanoi Batal, he repeats it twice. It's a Chmashah because it's a Mashah Kosu Batoira. But if it would only be Bezrabonon, the Tanoi Kayim. And therefore, Tanoi Kayim, in fact, he would not be able to eat the Peiris Bechaya. Comes again, Rav, and Rav says, no. He can even eat the Peiris Bechaya. Why? Because Rav said, Rafil Bezrabonon, Tanoi Batal. Why does he hold that? Because the Rabbanan also chizik the devrem kishel toira, and just like bishel toira tanoi bottle, is even the Rabbanan tanoi bottle. Come to chois, Rav in a sense is a little bit frummer than Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that if you mas mashkos b'toira tanoi bottle, Rav says not only that, but even the mashkos of the Rabbanan tanoi bottle. Frey tomorrow is haikitame. Then Rav really agrees mamish to every word that Reb Shimon Gamliel says, but he only adds another layer. Not only did Reb Shimon Gamliel say that if you mas mashe kasu batoira tnoi batel, but legabi drabanan, Reb Shimon Gamliel is makel, okay, tnoi kayim. No, I go even one step further, machmer, even by din drabanan tnoi batel. So he agrees with the tam, he agrees with the halacha, he's just not moisif. Is the chvay teshver, what did he mean to say? I paskin on like him, v'loi kitameim. Ela anupshat halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel di Omar im meisa yirishena. That's takad halacha v'lamitame, but not for the same reason. Why not? The Reb Shimon Gamliel sava yirushas abal di araisa v'chol amasa mashikosa b'toyir tanoi bottle. That's his reason, like it says in the Mishnah. V'rav sava yirushas abal is derabonon, not araisa derabonon. Aha. No, Ibazoi, if it's drabonant, you could be masna, then the tnoi should be kayim. No. Just like Michelle Toira, tnoi bottle, is bedrabonant also. We said Rav Sova tnoi kayim, Michelle Toira. It's only Chacham Osa Chidreim, Yoise Michelle Toira. Now we're saying that Rav agrees with the din of Reb Shimon Gamliel, that Tanai are called Masha Kosu B'Toyra Tanoi Bottle, and wherever the Machloikis is, what's the din of Yerusha? Is the Yerusha Sabal the din D'Araisa, or Yerusha Sabal is the din D'Rabbanan? According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, the din of Yerusha Sabal is D'Araisa, and therefore you must Masha Kosu B'Toyra Tanoi Bottle, and Rav holds, no, the din of Yerusha Sabal is D'Rabbanan, not Minatoyra B'Chlal, it's D'Rabbanan. Ay, this Rabbanan, you should be able to be Masna. No, Rabbanan, no. The Chacham Masach in the Vrayim, Kishal Torah, that just like Bishal Torah, Tanoi bottle, Rav holds the Gabi, the Rabbanan, also Tanoi bottle. Now, this is not Yoisim Mishal Torah, like we said before, because down below, Rav held that if you're Masna, Mashakas of the Torah, Tanoi Kayim, like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, but even Yushabal the Rabban is even worse. Chacham Masach Gedolei Yoisem Mishal Torah. That was down below.
Right here,
Chacham Masach Gedolei Kishal Torah. Kishal Torah. Anyway, bottom line is that now I finally know what we started off with. We started off with Reb Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah, if a husband says to the wife, Din Udvarim Ein Li Benachasayich V'Loi BePeiroseim V'Loi BePeiroseim BeChayech UVeMoisim. This statement is effective, and he won't be able to go and eat. Even la'achar misa, he will not yarshin. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, no, he will yarshin. Why will he yarshin? Because he's mas mashkos b'tayir. Says Rav, Reb Shimon Gamliel is absolutely right on the halacha. He is able to continue eating la'achar moisech, la'achar moisa. Oy bazoy. Doesn't he hold like Reb Shimon? No, but I hold for a different reason. Reb Shimon Gamliel's reason is because he's Mas Mashikas about Torah, and that's why the Tanai is bottled. Zok Techrav. What's such a team in Tabar Torah? The whole din of Yushas Abal is the Rabbanon. Why is Reb Shimon Gamliel right? Because Chamasach Hidrein Kishel Torah. What's his Kishel Torah? That if you master a Masha Kosvu Rabbanon, also to know a button.
What's the difference then, though?
Halacha, there's no difference. Unless you're Mekadosh as a Isha Al Manas, whether Yushas Abal is the Arise of the Rabbanon. If you hold Yushas Abal the Arise, then it's a good Kedush. If you hold the Rabbanon, then it's not Kedush.
Yeah, but why is
it not the Tom that he's arguing? With.
Yeah.
It's the Metzius. Mm-hmm. Tom, they agree. Tom is the same. The only difference is the Metzius is that you say it's the Raisa and I say it's the Rabbanan.
That's a big difference.
But the Tom is the same reason. Yeah, same
you mean got tonight bottle?
Yeah.
That part of it is the same. But the entire Tom is not the same. In other words, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Tom is because here Masakasho Torah. It could be that Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree that if this was Dirabonan, then Tanoi Kayim. Says Rav, no, it's nothing to do with that. It's not Meditator, it's Midrabon. The reason why Tanoi Batul, because Chacham also Chizik with Devrayim Kishol Torah. Yeah, Barry, 1 second.
What is the practical difference between Kishol Torah and Yosef Mishol Torah in terms of Chizik with Devrayim? What is the, there's two different shows here.
Yeah, it's a major difference. According to the bottom, where we started off the Gemara, Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda, that by a dover shib momoy min ha-toira, t'no'oi kayim. Tanai would work. He holds in our Mishnah, no'i bottle, because the chachamim were even made a chizik even greater than the Torah. If you want to go and defy, I use that in quotes, you want to go and be master mashikas about Torah, halt Rav, b'davishim a moment, t'no'i kayim, pink like Rabbi Yehuda holds. You could do that. You can go and say against the Torah. But you can't go and say against the Rabbanon. I, the Rabbanon, l'chayr, are less. Also, chizgivayim, yoyisem ishal Torah. According to Gemara's Teretz, Gemara's saying is that Rav holds that a master mashikos of Batoira, even by a davishim a moment, t'no'i bottle. And the same thing applies also to Rabbanon, that also t'no'i bottle. How? Isn't the Rabbanon lesser than the Torah? Good.
But in Rav, you get the Gemara didn't explain why Paytas is different.
Yeah.
Why did she say they also chamos or chizik l'divrayim? It shouldn't work. But next time we look.
You're talking about the maskana of the Gemara. We're not talking about.
We're talking about how does Rav? Why does Rav really hold? Kenol, they didn't make chizik l'divrayim in the first day. Moshe banech zeh maluk. They're there. It works what you.
That's
right.
But that was for different reasons, not because the Masna Gemara said yesterday, because Yad Balashtar ala Tachtoina, because the Shtar was not written with the precision.
It's not clear what happened.
Exactly. It's
okay,
not written.
You're right, according to the,
that was Gemara said on the top of the
But really, he would own. The Rabbon is exactly the same. They
exactly. 100%.
Okay, good.
Anyways, we have right the Rav Sava Yerushabal de Rabbon. I'm sorry, yeah. The Rav Sava Yerushabal de Rabbonon. But Tanan, I'll show you that Rav holds that Yerushabal is the Oirai. So, where do we find that case? But Tanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Oimer, Hayorish is Ishtoi, a person Yarshins from his wife. We just said Yerushalayim Baal, husband Yarshit. Now what happens? It's Yovel year. And we know the din by Yovel is that you have to go and return Nechosim to the original Mishpacha. Now that's normally only the Gabi Mekach Memker. Mekach Memker means Reuven sold his property Esteachuza to Shimon. Shimon knows that he's only going to own that property for the next maximum 49 years until the next Yovel year. When the next Yovel year comes, V'shavtem Ishal Achuzos V'Ishal Mishpachta Yeshuvu Yoveli Tielechem. Everybody goes home and everybody gets their properties back. Aha. Now, the Avada by Gabi Yerusha, this doesn't apply. If a person passed away and he left Yerusha for his children, and then there for their children, and future generations, etc., you don't have to go and give back to the great-great-grandfather. There's no such din, legabe chazora by Yerusha. So Rabbi Yechon Mabroika says something very interesting. He says, a person who yarshins from his wife, now it's Yovel year, 5 years later, 50 years later. Yachzal b'nei mishpacha, he has to go and return she's already passed away, but it means to her family. He has to go and return the nechzim alug or whatever yashin from her. He has to give back to her family. However, he goes and the Gemara doesn't say it clearly, but what he means to say is he doesn't just give it back to them like a present. He sells it back to her family, but for a cheaper price. Rashi says, "Bedomim kalim." We'll explain this as we go on. I know everybody's nervous. How could it be? What's going on?
No, the whole thing was to keep it in the family, so it wouldn't be your rishat. So it feels like, how could it leave the shavit?
I understand everybody's kind of nervous and agitated, so everybody try to hold on to your agitation. Everything will be okay. Yeah, when I learned, I was also agitated. Everybody be agitated. Anyway, so the point is, v'yinachlim in adam, Itaka gives it back to the family, but it's not for free. They have to go and pay him a price. But damim kalim, it doesn't say how much. And as we were learning Rabbi Yechon Mabroika, we said to ourselves, "My kasava, I don't understand what's going on over here. Let's figure this out." Ikasava Yerusha Baal Dir Raisa. If you hold Yerusha Baal as Dir Raisa, a Mayachsir. It's like every Yerusha that stays with the Yoresh. You don't have to give it back in Yovel year. I don't understand what's going on. You're going to tell me it's Vidrabanon, the holding Yerusha Baal Vidrabanon. In other words, therefore, Menatrayer really doesn't go to him. So since it doesn't go to him, that's why he has to go and give it. It's like a present that Rabbanon gave him. Now it's Yovel year, you have to give back all presents, and therefore he gives it back now to her Mishpacha. So why do they have to pay for it? It belongs to them, Menatrayer. What's going on over here? V'yomarav! And therefore the husband is allowed to hold on to it and he doesn't have to return anything. So what's going on? The Gantz Yerusha that he yarshin from his wife was a Beis HaChaim, was a cemetery. It could be he yarshin other things too. But Lamaisa, one of the things he yarshin was a cemetery. So now if it's a cemetery, Lamaisa, Yerusha Baal Deraisa, so the cemetery belongs to him.
Or a plot, like a family plot.
The Gemara is going to talk about a plot in a moment. Partially, the Pshad is Beisa Kvaris. It doesn't have to be a Beisa Kvaris in Warsaw, which is 100,000 people. It could be a small Beisa Chaim, which is only for 5 people. But the point is, that's what he received from his wife, a Beisa Kvaris. Okay, now, because in this Beisa Kvaris, the fact that she or her family owned it meant that at the very, very least, there was one family plot in that basic quarters, which belonged to her family. And in that family plot, they were probably buried over there. Her grandparents and great-grandparents and uncles and aunts and mishpucha, agantamas. And of course, there was one place in that plot that was destined to be for her. Okay, so now he received that Yerusha. And now what happens? Now began mishpacha, omer rabbanon, lishkol domi v'leheder. What the Gemara is saying is that if a person is so desperate that the only thing that he can go and sell to get some liquid funds is to go and sell his cemetery, or like Rabbi Yoina says, the family plot within the cemetery, it's going to be very, very bad. Because the family plot has already been with this family for the last 50 years, 100 years, 500 years, and everybody in the family is always buried over there. Can you imagine now that they sold this family plot and this whole Beis HaChaim, if another member of the family is going to pass away, he's not going to be able to go and be buried in that place because the plot doesn't belong to them anymore, and he's going to have to be buried somewhere else, and the plot thickens, and people are going to be quite upset, and they're going to say, "Ay, ay, ay! How come Yankel's not buried together with Beryl and Shmerel in the whole mishpucha?" And that's why it's called pigam mishpucha. And therefore, the Chum say, anytime a person unfortunately is forced to go and sell a family plot, the koyin of the lekeach has to be willing to sell it back. He doesn't have to give it back to him. After all, he paid money for it. But they have the right of redemption, if you will, not only a year later, but 5 years, 20 years later, because of the inyan of pigam mishpacha. Aha. Okay. So here too, since he yarshin from his wife, they're gone to cemetery, the family plot, and now there are people that are nebuch waiting online. This is the type of cemetery that people like to be. People are dying to get into the cemetery. So nebuch, there is a line of people nebuch the mishpacha that want to be buried over here. But Lamaisa, he owns it. So come back, Yovel year, he gives it back to them. He doesn't give it back. He sells it back to them. And they have to go and pay. So what means that he's menaka? What he's menaka is the demay of his own wife. What does that mean? How did he receive this Yerusha in the first place? Because his wife passed away. So he got the Yerusha of the family plot, of the cemetery. Aha. Who has the financial obligation to go and bury the wife? The husband has that financial obligation. So therefore, when he sells back this family plot now to the original mishpucha, let's assume he sold it ichbayis, it was originally for $500. And let's assume there were 10 plots, and therefore each one of them, 10 into 500, should be a berach $50, right? Okay, so therefore, when he's selling it back now, they don't have to pay $500, they only have to pay $450. Why? Because he had to go and pay $50 for her burial plot. So therefore, that you can go and decrease, you can reduce, you can subtract it from the gross amount for selling this Beis HaChaim. The whole discussion is a little bit gross, and we should only talk about
Levi de Kazach. The point is, the family will get back its Beis HaKvod.
Exactly. And the point is, it Yenaka. But what's bothering the Gemara is that how did Rav explain? Rav says, Nochum of Yomer Rav, Lo'ilim Kasav Yerush, the Baal is Dior Raisa, and therefore he would be entitled to hold on to it even in the Yoival year. He never has to give it back. Okay, going to Yishasa, Ishtu Beis HaKvod. So, Mishim Begam Mishbacha, Omer Rabbanan, Lishkol Domi Vilaheder, Alts Begam Mishbacha, the Rabbanan said, no, give it back. Take back the money and return it to the mishpacha. What does that mean? To make kever ishtoi. Kedesani hamoicher kivrei v'derech kivrei ma'amodu mokem espedoi. Boim b'nei mishpacha v'koyven oisei baal korchoi. Mishum pegam mishpacha. Even though he sold it, the mishpacha can go to the lekeach and force the lekeach to allow this fellow to be buried within the family plot. But of course they have to pay for it. They can't go and do it baal korchoi without paying. Anyway, this is all fascinating, but getting back to our Gemara, what's the reason why we brought this whole Mishnah to Birchim and Breika? Because Rav, we said before, holds like Rav Shem Gamliel, V'lav Mitame. What means V'lav Mitame? Because Rav holds Yerusha the Baal is the Rabbanon. Ich zeyduch do from this discussion that Rav says, Lo'ilim kusav Yerusha the Baal diyoy raiso. Is the chastir Rav in Rav. Everything where Rav letame, the Rav Yechim and Broike komar. V'lei lo'i svidalei. Rav on his hold holds that Yerusha the Baal is the Rabbanon. He says, Rav Yechim and Broike, if Rav Yechim and Broike were to hold the Yerusha the Baal is the Rabbanon, so what's this Yenaklim and Adam? What do you have to pay anything for? It comes Yovel year, it should go back automatically. Because the Baal receives it was only their Bana. Now Minat Torah doesn't belong to him. So now it goes Yovel year, goes back. Why? So therefore to explain it, B'yoichim Abroika, Mujman Zong, B'yoichim Abroika holds that it's the Raisa. It's come to Chos, they're interesting. So now we started off the Gemara today, the Rav passing like Hashem Gamliel, V'lav Mitame, because Hashem Gamliel holds that the din of Yerusha Zabal is the Raisa. And Rav holds it's Drabbanon. So Timar, not only Rav Shem Gamliel, but Rav Yechim Abroika also holds that the din of Yerusha Zabal is the Araisa. And each case, Rav says, yes, I'll good. However, Lamasa, I don't hold like that. So he explained the halacha like Rav Shem Gamliel in our Mishnah, V'lam Mitame, and he explained Rav Yechim Abroika, V'loi Svirlei, but I don't hold this din of Yerusha Zabal the Araisa. I, Rav, personally hold Yerusha Zabal is the Drabbanon. On. And with this, we conclude that whole shtickl, and we're on to a brand new Mishnah, Zokta Mishnah yet. We're going to talk now about the din of mitaltlin. And there's a din of mitaltli diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoy veloy liksuvas isha. That means that if, when the person passed away, he left over karkois and metalklin, the karkois were used to pay off other balechoiv or what have you, and all we're left now is with metalklin. Metalklin diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoiv loy leksuba. They do not have to pay for the metalklin, neither to a balchoiv and not to a ksuba. To us, this sounds quite startling, because after all, if there's metalklin, that's money, that's a state, you know. Why is there such a din? Anyway, the emesim min. The Mitzar HaGoinim Toises brings the Takonas HaGoinim a few times in our Masechta. There's no difference today between Karkois and Metalklin. But in the good old days, Metalklin was nothing, because since it's portable and mobile, it can get stolen, it can get lost, it can get misplaced, etc. It can be hidden. But Karkois cannot be hidden, and Karka ain't an exelis. Karka always remains forever and ever. Therefore, the Smichas Das of all people, whether it was Moichim or Loichim or Yom, or Balechoy, everything was karka, 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 karka. The reason why the Goinim changed it in later years, in the times of the Goinim, is because unfortunately Yidden were expelled from Eretz Yisrael, and they became refugees, and they Nebuch were expelled from country to country to country, and many of the countries they took away the right of a Jew to own land, so therefore the Inyan of owning karka became much less significant, and therefore there's no difference today between Metalklin and Karkois. But in the good old days, we're here talking about a case in our Mishnah. We're going to have a couple of cases where the metaltlin was not birshus the nifter when he passed away, and therefore wasn't birshus the yorshim when they received it, but rather it was at some other place. And now the question is, do you say that these are metaltli diyasmi, since the yesoimim didn't receive it in their hands as yet? It's
somebody
not in their
hands. We're going to say,
Yishok the Mishnah. Mishnah as a person never passed away. Viniach Isha, he left over an Isha, and therefore a Ksubas Isha. And he left over a Balchoid, and he also left over Yorshim. V'hoyuloi Pikodoin oy milva biyada chayrim. He had a Pikodin, he had a twice a ring or something else precious in the hands of somebody else who was metalklin. He left it with a shoymer, a pikon. Or there was a milva. In other words, somebody owed him $100, $500, whatever it was. So what's the loch about these two? So explains Rashi. Even though normally we say metalkl liyasmi limishtabdi lbalchoy velo leksuva, but here it's labishusayu manchi, says Rashi. Here we don't find the metalkin in the shus of the assignment. And therefore, Joktub Tarfen Oimer, Yinosnu Lekoishul Shubahen. What you should do is you take this Pikodin or Milva and you hand it over to the one that has the weakest rights of the three. What means the weakest rights? Because we have three competing parties. We have Balchoiv, we have an Iksuvas Isha, and we have Yorshim. Who is considered to be the weakest of the three? We'll see in the Gemara, Amachloikis. Mirchem will get to that at the bottom of the Amid. But you give it to the least of the three. There will be two contenders for the least of the three. One of them is going to be the Iksuvas Isha, the other one is going to be the Balchoiv. Why is one considered to be weaker or not? We'll see that in Mirchim on the bottom of the Amid. But both of them are considered to be weaker than the Schus of the Yarshim. And therefore, you can go and give the Pikodin or the Milva to the weakest of the three, but not to the Yarshim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, says Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfin, you've shown that you have tremendous compassion and tremendous mercy. We're talking about now the din. And the din is that the metaltel, the yasin, the mishtabin, the balchoy, the leksuva, it makes no difference whether the yasim are holding on to it in their possession or not. The ikar is that they have the right to this metalklin, and therefore they trump everybody, they get it. And I'll bring you a riot. Shekulan tzrichen shavua, then a yorshin tzrichen shavua. If you want to be able to go and take any type of choiv from yorshin, in other words, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, Reuven passed away, Shimon now comes to the yorshin, pay me back. The yorshin say, maybe father paid you before he passed away. He didn't pay me and I never paid me. Maybe, yeah. since the Yorshim don't know the business affairs of the father, a mitzian mi yisoyim ella b'shvur. You cannot go and extract or take any money away from the yisoyim, only mitashvur. Aha. So everybody that wants to get paid from Yorshim, from yisoyim, they have to make a shvur. However, any Yorshim zichin shvur, if the Yorshim are trying to collect on a debt from someone else, they don't have to make a shvur. So therefore, we see that the Yorshim are automatically always in the driver's seat. They have stronger rights. So you're trying to go and take away this milva or this bikkurim from the Yorshim. You can't, even though it's not physically in their issues, but legally it is theirs. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Tarfon. And now we're going to have almost an identical machloikis. We start, hiniach peiris telushim in a karka. What happened if the person who passed away, he didn't leave a milva or pikotin, but he left over Peter's Talushin.
Metalfin.
However, where were these metalfin? They were not in the field of the assignment, because then that would be standard. It's metalfin, the yasmin, the mishtar, the balchay. We're going to see in the Amud Beis that they were either in a rishus harabim, or they were in a simta. They were not in the rishus of, in this sense, it's just like the first case of the Mishnah. It was a pikotin or milva, but wasn't in their rishus. Whoever grabs it first gets it. And therefore, if the Isha found out about these payas talushin, she could grab it. If the Yorshim, they could grab it. If it's the Balchoyt, he could grab it. Now what happens if after they grab it, but of course it's got to be one of these three. It can't be, you know, Yankel from the moon comes and says, oh, no, it's Hefker.
You know, it belongs to the father.
Avad, it's from this mishpuch. Anyway, so kolakoyim ben zoch ben. Zoch se isha yoyse miksuba. So what happens if they did a good job in chapping? Her ksuba was 200 and she chapped $500 worth. So what do we do with the extra? Or the balchoyv yoyse al choyva, his choyva was $200 and he grabbed paytas of $500. What do you do with the moiser? Ha moiser, give it to the weakest of the three, and we'll see again in the bottom what that means. Rabbi Kiva Omer, so even though physically these payers were not Bereshus Ho'av and now Bereshus HaYisoyimim, but since they have all the legal rights, it's considered to be in their Rishus. And Metaltali Asmi LeMishtabin LeBalchoyv V'Loy L'Ksuvas Ishim. Just repeating again.
How did she take more than the ksuba? That's not hers at all. She doesn't yashin her husband.
She knows she has a ksuba. She sees a whole bunch of paid solution. She grabs them all, puts them in her sack, and takes them home.
What right does she have to it?
Yeah, but she doesn't have an appraiser with her. She doesn't have a seller with her. She takes them with her.
But now they know there's extra.
Right.
She has to give it back to the yashin. How could you think differently?
Well, that's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Yeah, how does Rabbi Kiva? Mama, she holds a copy of Rabbi Kiva.
But there's no way that she could get it, because it's not hers. Or the Balachoy.
The Balachoy.
If you grab more, you're allowed to grab, you know, talk for Kayan.
Yeah.
You're allowed to grab, but you can never grab more than it's worth.
But she wasn't the Kayan over here. She was maybe a Kayan.
Moisa means what she didn't grab, or the...
Moisa means she grabbed too much. She was only entitled to take 200. She saw a whole bunch of payers, and she heard that Reb Tarfon says, "Kol hakoyim ben zochah." She took them all, and then she sold them, and she had extra funds. What does she do with extra funds? It's not hers. She's not allowed to go and take more than her choyv, than the 200. So what do you do with the extra money? Reb Tarfon says, "Give it to the koishul shel behen." So we'll see what that koishul means in the bottom.
It seems it's just contradicting the first part of it.
Why? It's talking about she took. Zach se ishi yoisim k'suvasa. What happens if she grabbed too much? Or the balchayv grabbed yoisal choyvay, and now they go make a din v'cheshbon when they get home, and they bring a seller with an appraiser, and they realize it took too much. What do you do with the moisa? Reb Tarfon, you give it to the kosher shabbat. Reb Kiva says you give it back to the yosh. Zok timar. We started off the Mishnah that the halacha of this metalklin that was not in the reshus of the Yisoyimim, it could be a case of a bikkurin or a case of a milva. The two are basically the same for our purposes. So I'll tell you why. Tricha. Ditana milva b'hokomer of tarfin mishum de milva loitza nitna. Why did Reb Tarfon say that it doesn't automatically belong to the Yarshin, but rather you give it to the koishul, to the weakest of all the parties, because this milva is in a sense intangible. Why is it intangible? Because when I lend money, the person doesn't take the money and say, I'm going to hold on to it until the maturity date, then I'm going to give the money back. You got to be a fool. Why are you lending the money then? why are you borrowing the money? The reason why you're borrowing the money is because you want to use it to buy, to sell, to invest. Exactly. So therefore, it's not here anymore. So I understand why the Yerushim can't say it's ours. What was ours? It's a luft. It's here. Mashenkin bekonin. Bekonin is a real live object. And whatever the bekonin is, wherever it belongs to them. So therefore, I'll bekonin is be'enei. Siz be'en. Eimim moidel Rabbi. And Rashi says, because I would say kol heicha de isa. So shoots the yas me isa. Well, it could be in Australia. But the mass, it's theirs. It's a bekonin. Belongs to them. So maybe agrees to Rabbi Akiva. That's why the Mishnah said no. Even by bekonin, you nostu lekoshel ben. V'itana ha. And if it only tell us the case of bekonin, but how come Rabbi Akiva? That's what Rabbi Akiva says. You gotta go and give it to the Yarshim, because wherever it is, it's theirs. It's tangible, it's a pikodin. But the case of the milva, maybe the Greek Tarfin, it's at the moment only air, because there is no real life cash to go and grab onto. Tzricha, that's why we have to have both cases, the milva case and the pikodin case.
I think even the word Yad Shemekiyad Balbais, it's like he's holding it himself.
Oh, very good. Fakedim, why we said koshul, myle koshul. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina Oimer LeKoshul SheBeraya. The woman is Koshul SheBeraya. Says Rashi, you look at who has the latest shtar. So he cannot be treated for Kuchis. As you know, when can you take from Mishubadim? Only if your shtar predates somebody else's shtar. So that at the time that you borrowed, sold, bought, whatever it was, that was before the next transaction. So that next transaction, there's a lien on it. If the first transaction goes and fizzles out, you'll be able to go and chop from those karkois because they were there, bishas, you did your first transaction. But what happens if your transaction only post-dated, it's only later on, after the other transaction. So by the time I came on the scene, these karkois didn't exist anymore because they'd already been sold to somebody else. So therefore, the kosher baraya means if you have multiple bali choyv, or if you have a bal choyv mitek, look at who has the latest of the dating in the shtar.
The earliest.
No, the koshel means he's the shvachste, because his shtar is so late.
Oh,
all the previous
karkoi.
Exactly.
Right.
That's koshel shabarai. See, look,
yeah, right. That's not alpidin, really.
That's those are Rabbi Akiva. Eim rachman badin. What's on the rachmanis now? We're talking about halacha and mishka rachmanis. Look at Rashi. 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 His rights are the weakest because he cannot go back to pre-existing fields that were sold
already.
Yeah,
he could be an
Oishir Godel. Koshim Raya. Of this Raya, he's a Koshim.
Okay.
The Oishim, in a way, are the latest because they get the residue, whatever's up in the state.
Okay.
I mean, it's odd that we're saying that the Oishim are strong because of Shvua. If we talk about Koshel, then they're the weakest.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
In terms of the lateness.
But they inherit the remainder, whatever's left over, all the Balechov are passed.
In truth, Reb Tarfin is only really comparing the Balechov to the Ksuvas Isha. Because as far as the Yoshim are concerned, the Yoshim L'choyer Rabbi Akiva is right, like Rabbi Pinchas keeps on trying, because after all, they're the Yosimim, and if it's theirs, and Matatul Yasmei Lo Mishtabdi, and it's theirs, it's it. The only reason why there's a loophole, if you will, is only because it's not in their Rishus. So Rabbi Akiva says, your Rishus, this Rishus, Lamais, it's theirs. It'll take time to collect. They have to bring it from Australia. They have to collect the choyv. But it's this. Reb Tarfin says, since it's not in the rishus, it's still, in a sense, a shikl hefkedik. And so therefore, you can go and give it to the kosher ben, the one that has the weakest of the rice. And who's the one that has the weakest? The one that has the latest shtar. Reb Yochanan Amar, you know who has the weakest? L'ksubas Isha. Why l'ksubas Isha? Mishum China. The why is she considered to be koshel? So Rashi explains, not because she's weakest in terms of her evidence, but her weakest in terms of her own metabolism, if you will. If you look at Rashi, l'ksubas Isha, it's parallel to the last of the narrow lines. He kruya koshel, shein darka l'chazer acher nichse hames, ulavakish heichon yesh loy karka. It's not the derech of noshim to go and be yoytze b'chutz and start asking questions and start hiring lawyers and asking businessmen and finding out about all the nechasim, you know, kol kvuda basmelech panima. So therefore, Legabi trying to marshal all of the evidence and the assets, she comes from a little bit of a weaker background, if you will. Ay, so, bazoi, why in fact do we give it to her? Mishom chine. What's chine? Says Rashi. Sheim to anoshim chayin be'eni hanoshim.
The
unisoyis lehen shloited agno lehafsid ksuvasan. A woman is afraid. She has Baruch Hashem nadin from her father, and she has a yerusha, etc. And what happens now? She's going to go marry a husband. And what happens if the husband dies? She's not going to get her ksuba because those yisoyim guys from an earlier marriage, oh, they're difficult characters. Da da da. So therefore, al tzchein. If you have such a case of amil v'tziapikodin, zuktrip tarfin, you give it to her so that therefore she will want to go and marry and won't be noivis that she won't eventually receive her ksuba. Anyway, this machloikis between the amiroim as to the definition of the word koishel is in fact similar to machloikis tanoim. In fact, it's identical. Kitanoi, Rebin Yomen Oimer lekoishel sheberaya v'hu kosher. Rashi's v'hu kosher. That's a dover hogan. In other words, Rebin Yomen is saying about himself, dos a gute pshat v'hu kosher. He halta dos is good, but dover kosher v'hu hogan lasses. Okay, and Rebloza Oimer leksuvas isha mishemchina, like we said a moment ago. Good. And now we continue on. That if a person left over paid his talushin, and somebody chapped, and there is moisar, vozok, reb tarfin, again, yinosu lakoshel, and Rabbi Kiva says, emirach medina belongs to the yarshim. Freit timar, Rabbi Kiva, my iri moisar, kulunami the yarshim have. According to Rabbi Kiva, the fact that there happened to be these payers talushim in a different rishus, in the rishus harabim, sinasimta, who cares? Just like the milvim pikodin is in his rishus, even though it's not in his rishus, it's legally theirs. Same thing by these payers are legally theirs. It's not just the moiser that should go to the yarshim. All of the payers should go to the yarshim. The Gemara in Achanami 100% right. The whole kit and caboodle. And according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no concept of this tfisa. Schnell, let's chab. So why do you say Moiser? Why the Reb Tarfin? Moiser? Because Reb Tarfin holds that there is a din of Tvisa, and it's just the Moiser that you hand over to the Yarshim. So an Iunami Moiser, that's why you also said the word Moiser. But in a Chanami, we have no right to go and chap at all. Afraid Dimar, Rebbe Kiva Tvisa Lemanya Klal. Rebbe Kiva doesn't hold the concept of Tvisa. Amarav Amrav Nachman, Vujit Tafas Michaim. Yeah, even Rebbe Kiva agrees in one situation that you can be Tvisa. One, if the they were toifes mechaim when the nifter was still alive. Meaning, you have a bal choif and he has a shtar, and the shtar is for $200. And he heard that the loive, unfortunately, is a goises. And he says, oh, yeah, yeah, I know what's going to happen. He's going to pass away, and I'm going to go to the Yarshim. The Yarshim for say, I'm not going to pay metal. You want to collect from karka? Oh, you're going to have to make a shvu, and I'm going to have to prove it. I'm going to have to take out my shtar. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's on Tzudas.
He didn't want to swear, even if it was
a I didn't want to make a shvu, exactly. So what do you do? You figure, oh, while the fellow is still alive, he's going to chop the $200. Whether he should do that, shouldn't do that, we're not talking about
even
now.
The Yarshim's at that point.
Sorry, it didn't look.
They don't have a claim on it yet because
they do not. Exactly. That's when Rabbi Kiva says Tvisa will help. If the loiva chapped in the chosim before he chapped the property, the metalklin, whilst the nifta was still alive, the word nifta still alive, and it was a bit of an oxymoron, whilst the loiva was still alive, and he chaps it. Or for that matter, if the isha chapped the tsrori before the husband is still alive, therefore they
can give a tsrori for sure.
He can, but even if he didn't give, if she did what we call self-help remedies, she took it on her own, and then the nebuch, the mess, passed away, even Rabbi Kiva would hold that that tfisa mechaim does
even
work.
Even if it's pre of the date they has to pay.
Well, that the Gemara doesn't address. Could be maybe only
because by the woman it certainly is predates because he's not dead yet.
That's true. That, those are questions. Maybe by Lechoy, maybe you have to wait until after it already matured. That's basically sure. But anyway, the Gemara doesn't address it. But so therefore, Be'emes in both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon hold that there is an inyan of Tfisa. It's only that Rabbi Kiva holds that the Tfisa has to be Mechayim, and Rabbi Tarfon holds even Li'achra Misa, if the Metaltlin are not Bershus the assignment. Where are they? The Gemara will discuss that in a moment. Bershus Rabim, Besimta, but since they weren't physically in the possession of the assignment, so the assignment don't own it yet, since they don't own it yet, Halter Tarfin, in the ratio by the case of the movement, because Yinosa Lekoshus Laban, in the case of the Seifa, everybody can chap the Bali Choiv and the Isha. Ul Reb Tarfon, the Manchi Hecha, Reb Tarfon that says that you could chap the pay solution, the Choyre, if they happen to be in the Rishus of the Yorshim, they can't go and chap, so what's going on? Rav Shmuel Yamat Shabayim, we should see women of Rishus and Rabim. It's taka that these pay solution were all in a nice pile in Rishus and Rabim, and therefore that's why they can chap. Al Bisimta, the Mushlof was in a Simta. Simta means like a private alleyway where it's open to the rabbin, but very few people go there because it's like one of these side alleys. There, the Yorshim have an automatic kinyan. Since this is like a semi-private, semi-public type of rishus, then even though it's not physically in the hands of the Yorshim, well, we consider it to be as if it's in their property because it's easy for them to be koina in a simta. Mitchum will get to Mesech Bam Matzivim, where we're going to talk about can you be koina objects in rishus. Exactly. The Gemara is going to say that Simta is much easier because there a person can go and kind of pitch his tent and say, this is mine. He can't do that permanently because it's semi-public, but it's also semi-private, and therefore...
It's like a shukra, she says. Okay. You know, people sell things here.
Yeah, I'm asking, asking. Anyway, so therefore, the Simta life. And so it was in a Simta, there the Yorshim would have automatic possession and ownership, and therefore you cannot be toifus. Same thing applies even to Simta, because Simta fart is not in their physical possession, it's in the Simta. Therefore, again, according to Tarfon, you'd be able to chap. So how do we pass in Laloch? So from here to the bottom of the Amud and into the top of the Amud Aleph, we're going to have a number of cases where the Yonim in that time, which were struggling, do we pass in like Reb Tarfon, do we pass in like Reb Akiva? Is doing daini kirab tarfin? Many that the on a pasuk of tarfin, and they allowed for chapping these pedus tolution either b'shasarabim or b'simta, and they allowed the bali choiv or the ksubas isha to chap. And Rish Lakish said, nein, you have no right to allow them to chap because who owns these metalklin? These pedus belong to the yarshim.
He
holds like Rabbi Akiva. It's Amar Leih Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to his shvog, you're making Rabbi Akiva as if he himself was halacha lemoishim misinai. Sechto machloik is between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. You automatically elevate Rabbi Akiva to the extent that you say that the Dayanim already paskind, and you're saying even b'diavad, forget about it, the Dayanim. This is Rabbi Akiva's halacha lemoishim misinai. Exactly. So since there was no Shulchan Aruch written at that time, if the Dayanim had paskind like Rabbi Tarfon, you could rely on that and finish. If Shulchan is on paskind like Rabbi Akiva, but b'diavad, shouldn't you go on paskind like Rabbi Tarfon? You're making Gishal Torah halacha lemoishim misinai. So, what is the machloikis now, whether or not the Dayanim should or should not give it back, whether Reish Lakish says, Mahadr of the Minayim, or Asik Shal Torah, leave it the way Reb Tarfon said. So now, the Gemara doesn't tell us, at least not at this point, but the Gemara is going to tell us later, and Rashi already tells us now, that we hold the halachas Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi. When Rabbi Akiva is arguing with his chaver, therefore we paskin like him. Ah, so that's what Reish Lakish held, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, take it away from the assignment, not the assignment, take it away from the Balei Choyv, the Ksubas Isha, because we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So what did Rabbi Yochanan hold? Lein b'hakem evli, the Marsova Tobit Var Mishnah Choyzer, or Marsova Tobit Var Mishnah Eina Choyzer. That Reish Lakish holds you being Tobit Var Mishnah, because we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and you didn't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, you paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, and therefore Choyzer, we go and we start from square one, we take the property away, and we give it to the Yorshim. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, Tobit Var Mishnah Eina Choyzer. Now, the words Tobit Var Mishnah really are somewhat inappropriate over here. Because Tobit Var Mishnah means that a person learned the Mishnah, and he messed it up, and he didn't paskin correctly. Here we're not talking about Tobit Var Mishnah. Here we're talking about a Tobit Var Amoroim that paskin, that whenever you have Rabbi Akiva, the Chaveroi, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So that was the Tos. The Tos was that the Dayanim didn't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So it's not that they messed up in this Mishnah.
This is such an accepted rule.
So that's what Rashi says. So even though the Lashon is a little imprecise, it's not Torah B'dvar Mishnah, but since the Amoraim said that whenever we have in a Mishnah a machloek between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfa, we pass like Rabbi Kiva. And since they didn't follow like Rabbi Kiva, they followed Rabbi Tarfa. So therefore, the Toya in the Dvar Mishnah, in what it says in the Mishnah, that the Amayroim said, we pass like Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Yochanan said, nay, you don't have to be choizen. Leave it with Rabbi Tarfa, leave it with the Ksuvas Isha, and with the Valichoiv, like Rabbi Tarfa said. Says more like, no, that's not the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon. They call him the word of Mishnah Choizer. Rakav Gavah. Come here, Vagi. Marsav Alokha became Mechaveroi Veloi Mirabai. Or Marsav Alokha Afil Mirabai. So now the Gemara tells us something new. That Rabbi Tarfon wasn't just a colleague of Rabbi Kiva, he was also a Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva. And since he was a Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva should, if he is arguing now with his own Rebbe, do we say even in such a case that Allah is Rabbi Kiva mechaveroi? Not really mechaveroi, but mechaveroi over here doesn't mean friend. Chavera means with his adversary, with the other one that expresses a different opinion. So Maris v'loch Rabbi Kiva mechaveroi v'loi meraboi zoktoch Rabbi Yochanan. In this case, we do not paskin like Rabbi Kiva, and what they did, they paskin like Rabbi Tarfon is good katan, because this is not chaveroi, this is rabbi. Well, Maris v'reish loch shows Allah v'loi meraboi makes a difference that Rabbi Tarfon is considered to be the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva. Of the Maisa, whenever you have Rabbi Kiva arguing with anybody, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. Is machlokes what Reb Tarfon's status was legabe Reb Akiva? Was he considered to be a chaver or considered to be a rebbe? Apparently, he was probably both. In other words, a talmud chaver. They learned together. Reb Tarfon was probably a greater talmud chacham, perhaps older than him or something. So some people said, "Oh, the rebbe learned mit a talmud," and others said, "It's why chavrusas learned tzedamen." Anyway, so it was a dispute as to what Reb Tarfon's relationship was vis-a-vis Reb Akiva. Everybody agrees he was a chaver. That we say that halacha kirabi kiva mechaveroi. Did we say halacha kirabi kiva, or did we say matin kirabi kiva mechaveroi? What's the nafkamina between halacha and matin? Halacha means this is the halacha, you can't budge. Or matin means that you tend to learn like Rabbi Kiva. In other words, probably, in all likelihood, matan. In other words,
that's what Tfisa would have.
Exactly. So that's Dakai Mata, but it's not that it's concrete that way. And if the person was Tfis, they could undo that matan and paskin like Rutash. Anyway, so this is very, very fascinating. But now we're going to give some real life cases. Kravid Rabbi Yochanan, Tfis Pora Diyasmi Mesimta. Oh, there was a Pora. Parah, of course, is, in our sense, metalflin over here, because the parah moves around. So therefore, it's like the paid is a solution. And they're in a simta. And therefore, someone was toifis. Also, the comment of Birchan, Amalu Shabbat of Histua. You did a good job. Why did you do a good job? Because like Reb Tarfon, and Reb Tarfon says that you can do tvisa, and it works. Also, the comment of Shimon Lokish, Amaluhu, Zilu Ahadr, go and give it back. This is, of course, Rish Lakish Lishitasa, that he said above also, Ahadr Rish Lakish of the Minai.
It's the same thing, if Yechon was his Rebbe, but they were Chavayim also.
Oh, say it. Say it. Also, the comment of Yechon, and now they went to Rabbi Yechon, I told you, did you hear what Rish Lakish paskind? Amaluhu, Ma'ese Shekinegdi Cholukalai. What can I do? Rish Lakish is on the same Madrega as me, even though Rish Lakish started off much, much later. He was a listim, as everybody knows. But nevertheless, now he's already my peer, and if that's where he paskins, that's where he paskins. I can't go and stop him. Now the Gemara tells us another story. Now, who bakra the Yasmi, the Tafsi Toyre Minei Bakra.
How do you go around to different people? You're not allowed to all people.
You're right, but I was thinking
this is a kasha
shopping.
Right, shopping for a hedger, shopping for a chumrah. Okay?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't accept it.
Strange, okay, kasha.
But yeah. We say craving Rabbi Yehuda, they're relatives of it?
Yeah, the craving means your relatives, right? So craving.
Isn't there an issue of in the game, but didn't over there?
He wasn't paskening al-Zdai, he was paskening al-Ruf. In other words, if one of your family members comes to you and asks you, what's halacha, do you say, I'm related, you have to go to another rabbi. Number one. Number two,
it occurs. It wasn't
a good Torah, he was going just as
asking Eitzah. Asking right.
The fact that he went to Reish Lakish shows he was uncomfortable. Because he wasn't a relative of Reish Lakish, he was only a relative of Rabbi Yochanan.
A relative doesn't mean a relative that's also to pass.
Yeah, it could be an eighth cousin once removed, etc. Yeah, Kenza. Yeah, Rabbi Kosi, yes.
If we say klerich de teva odif,
yeah,
the person gets a psak.
Right.
Once his psak, he's not allowed to go to somebody else.
Right.
If a person goes around and he says, oh, I need a hetter for this, I need a hetter for this,
right,
he gets a psak.
Right.
He couldn't go around and ask, because just when he gets a psak already, then he's not allowed to go away to somebody else.
Well, you're not supposed to go and look for heterim. You're supposed to go to a consistent roof.
That's not what klerich de teva odif means. It doesn't mean that. I told you many times.
Today, take a look at the Daki Chuvi, take a look what goes on there. Unbelievable how people go and pass it against other people.
Really? See, how, well, they say that that's a dibin machloikis, and then unfortunately that goes back to Shammai and Hillel. They already had three machloikis.
Yeah, but Rav could pass it the way.
Yeah, anyway,
in his city.
Okay. Anyway, it is what it is, and we go back to the Gemara. Right, like to how Bakra diasmi. What's the Bakra diasmi?
How come you have two different people?
Yeah. They were both wonderful, wonderful people, and we love them all. Anyway, how Bakra diasmi? If you look at the Rashi, which is one line lower than our Gemara, Bakra diasmi. Ask me, shoymer bein b'sein, a shoymer of behemoth. Okay, how back when they asked me, the tafsi toyre minei bal choy, tafsi toyre minei. He was the shoymer, and now the mafkid of this behemoth unfortunately passed away, and one of the bali choy went and grabbed one of these animals. Holy cow. Balchaim om mechaim tvisnale. The Balchoiv, I said Balchaim. Balchoiv om mechaim tvisnale. The Balchoiv says, I grab a mechaim. And therefore, I'm not following only Reb Tarfin. I'm following Reb Akiva, because Reb Akiva also holds you can be tvis mechaim. So therefore, I win according to everybody. Masha Enkeim, Ubakra omelachamizatav say, you went and you were tvis it on Tuesday afternoon, and the person already passed away Tuesday morning, it's already too late, and you were tvis laachamiz, and therefore, you're passing like Reb Tarfin. So what do we do? Also, come to Reb Nachman, went to Reb Nachman. Who's right and who's wrong? Amalei. So you ask him, Islechosadi de Tafsei. You, Bakra, do you have Edom that this Balchoiv went and chopped it? Amalei lat, no. Amalei, Migud Yochel Meimer, Lekuchu Biyadi. He can go and say, Lehoyed Varmi Oilam, I didn't chop from anybody. I bought this from the original owner a year ago, a month ago. And therefore, I didn't have to chop, it's mine. Yochnam Lemeimer, Mechaim de Visnalei. Therefore, he can go and be believed. In other words, he has a Migui. Migui, he could have said even a better time. Better time is, I don't know the Bakra. I just know that I own this animal for the last month because I bought it from the original owner a month ago.
He's a chazak. He's holding the animal.
You give a kick. I'm holding on to the reins. It's mine. Therefore, you can go and say, Mechaim to Visnalei, that when I chopped it, it was Mechaim when the person was still alive. And therefore, I followed even Rabbi Kiva, and it belongs to me. Freit Yimara, Vomer Ishlokish, Hagoydreis, Ein Lehen Chazaka. Now this is a halach that we're going to learn when we get to the Bavis. What's the din of goydres? Goydres means klein behemalach. These behemalach, they're constantly running around. If a person goes and grabs a behem and says, it's mine, you see him holding on to it, he doesn't have a chazaka. The reason is because since they are roaming, if you ever go in the countryside and you see there's a roy and he has, 500 animals roaming around the zoy hefkedik, so if a person grabs and says, it's mine, he can't go and say that, because by definition, everybody knows these are animals which are constantly going and coming and running and doing. So the fact that you're holding on to it, that in itself is not a raya of chazak. So the same thing l'chayr applies to this behema that the bakra originally held and that he's holding. Isn't it also going to say in the chazak, the fact that he's holding on to it is no raya? So it's more, no. That's talking about goydres, says Rashi's a behema daka, kleina behemalach. Here we're talking shani toira, we're talking about a cow, an ox, the mesil l'royah, then this is handed over to a right. These are not hefkedik animals. So therefore, if a person is holding on to it, he does have a chazaka after all. So we spoke about payrois, and we spoke about animals. Now, the Beinasiya Tophis Amsa the Yasmin Misimta. From the Beis Anasi, apparently there was a choy, a person borrowed money from the Beis Anasi and didn't pay it back, and he passed away, and he left over a shifcha, an Amsa. And this Amsa the Yasmin was sitting or standing somewhere in a Simta. And Marki chapt, and they chapt. So according to Reb Tarfin, this would work. According to Reb Akiva, it doesn't work. It's Yosef Reb Avover, Reb Chanina, Reb Papi, Reb Yitzchak, Nafcha, Yosef, Reb Abba, Gabay. And he said to them, Shabbat of Satur, you did a good job. In other words, we passed like Reb Tarfin, and Tvisa helps, it was a simtor, and this is good. Only Reb Abba, Mishum de Benesia, Ninu, just because it's the Beis Anasi that did it. Machnafisa lehu, therefore you're being machnaf them. In other words, you want to find favor in their eyes, so that this the Nesiim should go and think, oh, these Ayonim, these are great rabbis, and from now on they'll give him covet and prestige and maybe more money, blah, 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 so you want to go in Khalifa. Don't you remember the top of the blat we learned, top of the Amud, that the Ayonim read years ago, Paschal Kriptar, and Reish Lakish said, nine, you have to take it away. So now too, we got to go and take it away. What happened after that? Vaisimish, the Gemara doesn't tell us.
Right. Does that play in here at all? Right?
That's true, but for certain purposes, it's still metalklin in the sense that they can run around, they can come and they go. Yemei Bar Choshu have a masik bei izuzi behu gavra. Yemei Bar Choshu had a halvor with that person. Shachid v'shavik arva. What did he do when the person passed away? He didn't leave over behemis. He didn't leave over peiris. He didn't leave over shvachos. But he left over an arva. Arva is a boat or a ship. It's amalei l'shluchei. So now Yemei Bar Choshu said to his shliach, Zil tofse nile. Go and chap that ship for me. I want to be toifis. I hold like a tarfin. Ozel tofsa. He went to Itaka chat. Now, the Gemara doesn't focus so much on the tension and the machloikis between Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva, but rather on the fact that Yemei Bar Choshu was not the one that grabbed it. He sent a shliach. And therefore, Pogabir Apop of Rav Huna Bar Rishua and Umrulei. Meaning that there are competing Bali Choyb that would want to go and grab this ship. So if you have to be a Bali Choyb yourself, then you have the right. However, to go and be a shliach for one guy and be mezakeh him, and at the same time be mechayiv somebody else, mechayiv in the sense that that person won't be able to chap, you have no right to do that. Exactly. So,
any shlichus you do can be undermined by that type of an argument.
No, because normally shlichus is only benefits that individual and it doesn't detriment anybody else. Here, this shlichus is a detrimental thing to everybody else. It benefits Dr. him, but everybody else in town.
The competing claims are deprived, but for instance, a shlich goes to marry a woman for someone.
Mm-hmm.
By that shliach marrying that woman, he's depriving everybody else in the world who's eligible.
But there is nobody else.
No, no, no. I'm saying is every shlichus that does his chus.
What you're saying is correct. You're correct.
A competitive environment has that quality.
You're right. But there, they don't have any more rights than anybody else. They're talking about there are a million men out in the world or more, and therefore each one of them might have the desire to marry this woman, could be, but they don't have any specific rights. Here you're talking about Bali Choyv that have rights. If you look at the last Rashi, Hatoyv is Bali Choyv, four lines in the bottom, Shliach, Hatoyv is Metalkin, Shaloyv, Letzoydach Bali Choyv, Bimokhshachab Lachayim, Shemafsid, Bali Choyv, and Achayim, Betfisasi, he's mafsid other people. In the case of your case of a Shliach for the Makadish Isha, they don't have any rights specifically to the, they have, yeah, generic rights to go marry this lady, sure, but they have no specific rights. Here, the other Bali Choyv has specific rights to these metalton, to these properties, because the nifter owe them money. So therefore, he's toifes the Bali Choyv by benefiting Reuven. And being a detriment to Shimon, we have a rule, and therefore, they said to him, Yema Bar Choshu Shliach, you are not koine. Now the Gemara tells us something fascinating, that these two Rabbanan that said to the shliach that you were not koina, they in fact had a personal stake in this halacha. Why did they have a personal stake? Because they too, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua, were bali choiv of the nifter. And therefore they're saying to the shliach, you have adversely affected not only other bali choiv, but even us. And now when the shliach heard that, and he heard, oh, mokshu chavacher v'lekana, he immediately ran away, and he didn't touch the arva anymore. And guess who did? She says, Imara tafsinu inu. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua, they both grabbed it. Now apparently they both had a large enough choiv that they needed the entire ship to pay for that choiv. And therefore, Rav Papa mimlech maluchi. Rav Papa took over the control, so to speak. He took over the oars inside the boat, inside the ship, to be able to go and...
captain. Of a ship.
Exactly. So he made himself like the captain of the ship, so to show that I'm the manik, now I own the ship because I'm now in control, and all the sailors have to listen to me. Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua, mamtach loy be'ashla. Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua grabbed the ashla, that means the rope, which was tied to the boat or to the ship. And therefore, each one of them is now saying, mar omer anokni lalakula, omar sab anokni lalakula. I've made agantzakinyan because now I'm in charge of the controls of the ship. I hold on to to the oars. I'm here in the motor room and I'm in charge of everything. The other one says, you can be in charge of the motor as much as you want, but I got the rope, and therefore I can pull and I can push. So who is right and who is wrong? So says the Gemara, Pogabura Pinchas Barami, it's Pogabura Pinchas Barami, Omulahu. How did you have the right even to be toifus? After all, this arva is not in the Rishus HaRabim. It's not in a simta. It's in the middle of the water. So, how could you go and be chapping this and saying it belongs to you? Amalahu ananami mecharifusa dinara tefisna, explains Rashi that the Rav Pinchas Bar Ami assumed that it was al svas hanor. If it's svas hanor, it has a status like a simta, because most people are not walking right next to the edge of the river. Only some people are walking over there, and therefore they said it's got to be a shusharabim and a simta. And they said no, it wasn't in the dock; it was in the middle of the water. Mecharifusa dinara tefisna. Therefore, wasn't this a case of a simta? It was a case of shusharabim, because where do svinois travel? They don't travel in the middle down Broadway, at least not normally, but they travel in the middle of the water. That's where we hopped in the middle of the water. It's like a shusharabim, so we had a right to be toifus. Also, the kavod rova, this whole parsha came in front of Rava Omalahu, and he said to them, kaki chivri. The word kaki, says Rashi, means avozim. Avoz is a goose.
Geese.
He says, white geese. Mishalchi galimi de inchi. You are trying to strip off the galimi, the clothing off of people. In other words, you're trying to go and take something for yourselves. Hachim Rav Nachman. Vushitovsa mechayim. Rav Nachman says, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And every tvisa has to be done mechayim. And you only went and chapten now. La'achar misa, you try to paskin like Reb Tarfin. We don't paskin like Reb Tarfin, we paskin like Reb Akiva. That's the end of the story. Just one ha'ara. He called them kaki chivri, white geese. Sounds like a little bit of a negative. Yeah. So if you notice by Rashi, kaki avozim, there is an asterisk. The asterisk takes us to the Gilyan Hashas, to Reb Akiva Aige. Reb Akiva Aige says, Reboisa, you forgot a Gemara Masechtas Bruches. The Gemara says Masechtas Bruches. Haroye aviz b'chaloim yitzapel. And therefore a goose somehow symbolizes chachma, and therefore he's saying white geese, he's saying you white chachamim, you choshva elderly, come to chacham. Have a wonderful day.